A Canton man charged in a deadly shooting made his first court appearance today. 33-year-old Ashad Carlisle was arraigned in Canton Municipal Court on charges of aggravated murder and discharging a firearm near prohibited premises. Bond was set at $2 million. Carlisle was arrested Wednesday by the U.S. Marshals Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force. He's accused in the April 19th shooting of 51-year-old Richard Stotts, who died 2 days after being shot inside his apartment near Tuscarawas Street West and Broad Avenue. A former Ohio State football player from Canton has joined a federal lawsuit over alleged sexual abuse by the late team doctor Richard Strauss. Ray Ellis is one of three former players now part of the class action case against the university. Ellis, a Canton McKinley High School graduate and former NFL player, is one of only three plaintiffs to publicly identify himself. The case follows a recent ruling allowing survivors to seek additional damages. A woman is facing felonious assault charges after an alleged stabbing in Canton. Monday, 27-year-old China McClinton of Canton was arrested Thursday on a warrant in connection with the case. She's accused of attacking two women with a knife during a fight in the 2400 block of Lake Road Boulevard. The victims suffered minor injuries. 19-year-old Alea Howard of Canton is charged with assault. McClinton was arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court. Bond was set at $150,000. A status conference is scheduled for Tuesday. Lake Township trustees hear about a new community strategic plan. During today's meeting, Hartville Village Councilman Tim Hayden presented a plan centered on cooperation between local governments and schools, including student internships and plans for the nation's 250th birthday. Trustees approved more than $62,000 in expenditures, the 2026 paving plan, and a new road department radio. After an investigation and legal review, trustees passed a resolution requiring property owners to remove illegal ditch enclosures and restore the drainage areas. The measure follows concerns about such activity in Lake Opines Estates. The University of Mount Union has named a new Dean of Undergraduate Studies. Keith Miller will take the position full-time after serving as interim dean since December. The Atwater native and Mount Union graduate has been a faculty member since 2013 and currently teaches biochemistry and chemistry. Miller will oversee more than 40 undergraduate majors and 55 minors. Services have now been restored for Kent State University after a widespread outage of the online learning platform Canvas Thursday. The disruption follows a cybersecurity incident claimed by the group Shiny Hunters, which reports say affected nearly 9,000 schools worldwide. Reports say ransom notes were posted on some login pages demanding payment by Tuesday or threatening to release user data. Kent State says it will continue monitoring the system, and students are being warned about possible phishing attempts. The owner of a Salem-area horse stable is facing animal cruelty charges following a long investigation. 45-year-old Heather Berkmeyer of Salem Township was arraigned today in Columbiana County Municipal Court on multiple misdemeanor counts, including cruelty to animals. She pleaded not guilty. Investigators say the skeletal remains of four horses were discovered at Pure Gold Stables last October. She is due back in court August 5th for a pretrial hearing. The West Branch Board of Education has accepted the resignation of Treasurer Adam Fisher. The action was taken during a special meeting Thursday. Fisher, who has served as treasurer since January 2021, will step down July 31st to become treasurer of the Louisville School District. He will replace Derek Nottingham, who was named treasurer of Plain Local Schools. Board members also approved a 2-year contract for Adam DeMonte as director of special services, effective August 1st. An arrest has been made in the death of a motorcyclist in Youngstown Tuesday night. Police say 25-year-old Tyree Hornbuckle was shot around 8:30 and came to a stop at Maryland and Oakwood Avenues on the city's west side. He was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center in a private vehicle, where he was pronounced dead. WKBN-TV reports Kayla Dawson was arrested by U.S. Marshals. The location of her arrest was not given, other than to say it was out of the area. Dawson is charged with murder and felonious assault. Youngstown police are investigating after a man was stabbed outside his Southside home Thursday night. He told officers he was taking his dogs out in the driveway of his Catalina Avenue home around 9 p.m. when a man approached him. The victim said he walked away before feeling pain in his back and later realized he had been stabbed. The man was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center by a relative. Mahoning County has a new emergency management agency director. Connor O'Halloran has been named to replace retiring director Robin Lees. O'Halloran previously led the county's 911 center and is a former local firefighter. A federal lawsuit between a medical testing company and the Insight Foundation of Trumbull has been dismissed. Roche Diagnostics and the Insight Foundation agreed to end the breach of contract case in federal court. The suit involves claims of nearly $300,000 for medical testing services. The dismissal was filed with prejudice, ending the case permanently. A jury in Central Ohio has convicted a former sheriff's deputy of reckless homicide in the shooting of a black man who was carrying sandwiches into his grandmother's home. But the judge declared a mistrial on the murder charge after they couldn't agree on that count Thursday. Jason Mead shot Casey Goodson Jr. 5 times in the back and once in the side as the 23-year-old returned home in Columbus in December 2020. Mead is the second white officer in Ohio to be convicted in the killing of a black man since George Floyd's death turned national attention on the issue. There was no video of this shooting. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Meir.